It's possible for you to be doing nothing quick and going nowhere fast and think you're doing something and you really aren't. So you get an airplane and you zoom over to the other side of the world and you hear the thrust and the lift and the pressure and the fire in there, and they go up and they take you way up in the air and let you off somewhere else. You still ain't did nothing. God told me to tell us we've not done that. I may have said it better at 8 o'clock, but the thing is, we've not done nothing. It's possible for you to just be working up a lot of steam and work up, and that's what Solomon said, that, you know, we see in our world today where we're doing a lot of things that seem to be like we're doing something, and we're really not doing nothing. Because you really don't get to doing something until you get above the sun. On this side, you won't be doing nothing. Truth of the matter is that we see all this energy being used, but it really didn't bring fulfillment. You buy stuff and you fill up your closet, and then you take it away and you refill it up, and you take it away and you refill it again, and somebody give you something and you take it, and you find out that, you know, this doesn't really bring me happiness. Just a lot of exchanging. And we find out a lot of entertainment. We go to the football stadium and we see where they have this perfect grass and this perfect painting and these perfect numbers. And the guys or the girls, whomever's on the field, got these perfect uniforms. And they got a perfectly made suits, the best of the uniforms, and they got helmets with perfect writing on them, and they got perfect scoreboards, and they're showing you what somebody did, and they can re-show it to you in slow motion. And when they get through with all that, still ain't done nothing. You ain't done nothing. Nothing. It did not move the scale. It did not move the needle in heaven. You did nothing. And people can get so busy and think they're important, and they zooming and doing all these kind of things, and you're doing nothing. That's what God told me to say. Said we're doing nothing. All the cheerleading that goes on supporting these athletes, and I understand that you ought to have some fun in life, but just think about all the support they get. Oh, I'm glad they're not trying to do nothing for the church. Because you know, we'll make a touchdown with the encouragement you give them. You see, every time they get out of energy, one of them cheerleaders say, "Wee," and they just, and that adds adrenaline to a man. He pick up speed. You can think he can't run, but you put the right thing in. I wish I had a witness. All of the commentators and all of the coverage and all of the commitment to making sure that everything's right and all of the perfect cameras and all of the commitment that they have and all of the competition that they have, and they're stretching as much as they can to make that touchdown or to make that basket, and they're stretching and they're using energy and they're doing all this stuff for nothing. Amen. Because it's under the sun. It's under the sun. And you can think that you're just living life and you're doing something when you're doing nothing. Yes, there's a place for balance. There's a place for fun and something like that. But the truth of the matter is, when you start talking about Solomon here says, I've had it all. And a lot of these athletes has had it all. And they had all the money that they wanted. They'd had all of this that they wanted. They've had all of, they got the biggest mansions. But the truth is that people still, there's still more people destroyed by success than destroyed by failure. The poor folk over there's eating a sandwich and they just happy and sleep like a log. Rich folk got everything in the world and they can't sleep good. Or they done got something they can't afford, like some kind of drugs, and it is destructive when it seems like there's fame and fortune can destroy people. And they find out that why would somebody that's rich want to commit suicide when you got everything? Solomon said, I have been rich, I've had it all, and I've got nothing. Did you read it? I'm going to read it to you. He said, the vanity of vanities, all is vanity. That's coming from a man who had it all. He had what most folks miss church to get. He had get what most folk are doing all within their power to get and to gain. He had it all, but he really found out, I have nothing. Why don't you have anything, Solomon? Amen. Because fulfillment is really from God alone. Solomon says, that's why you have to get your Solomon says in verse number 11 of chapter 3, he says that God, he has made everything beautiful in his own time. But he says, and he has set the worlds in their hearts. And what he's saying is that word world there is translated eternity. He has set eternity in their hearts. Man knows that there's something beyond the world. Man knows that there's something beyond the sun, not just under the sun. Man knows he has a yearning inside. And he has a yearning. The Bible says, what does he have a yearning to do? The Bible says he has a yearning to do good. Amen. In verse 12 and 13, you begin to find out that he talks about at the end of it is that the man rejoice and to do good in his life, because there is no fulfillment when you're not pleasing God. When you're not doing right, you're restless and mean and unhappy. Even if you're drunk doing it, you're still unhappy. But there is something about man. He has placed eternity in our heart. He longs for something beyond the sun. And when he finds that, he says he wants to do good. Man wants to do good, and he rejoices to do good. Because he has eternity in his heart, and he knows that God brings morals to life. Goodness, greatness is when you have connected with Almighty God. And you can spend all the time you want to trying to catch up. If you want to, you find out that when people find out that they're running out of time, they start doing a lot of things late in life they should have done early in life. And ain't nothing wrong with that, but if you don't put God first, I didn't go over that, but the priorities, I'm trying to get us out. We got out last week at 12, about 12, wasn't it? 12 o'clock. We were on our way out. Take my time. Okay. You see, he's put something inside of me, and since I have a yearning for something beyond the here and now, then that lets me know that I'm different from the animals. Amen. I have a desire to do good. I have a desire to do right, and I'm unhappy doing wrong. Even if I get away with it, I'm unhappy with it. Because I've got eternity in my heart. I want to do right. I want to please God. I'm made in the image of God, and I'm conscious that there is a God, and his spirit is in me. And I can hear him calling me sometimes. That's why somebody wrote that song, that I can hear my Savior calling me. But the animals don't hear no God calling them. He may be sending them, but he's not calling them. Animals are good, but we're not told to preach the gospel to animals. Nowhere are we told to preach to animals. Animals are not made in the image of God. They are made to be under the sun. But it's something in man is different from animal, in that he is God. He's made in the image of God, and there's a longing and a desire to do good in my heart and to please my heavenly Father. And I'm really restless. I can try drugs and drinking, and I can try this and that, and nothing will fulfill the void. And it's only when I give my life to Jesus that the void is really filled. And it's only when I give my life to Jesus that the void is that I'm really happy. And it's only when I'm doing right, it's only when I'm doing good that I'm going to be happy. It's something about it that makes me happy. Matter of fact, somebody said, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. The routine, cut out the madness. Amen. Cut out the madness. There is a reason for living. While others jump off buildings, what I do is I have found something that is permanent in value. And nothing under the sun is permanent in value. All of the cars and the clothes and the houses and the castles and all of the other above, there is nothing permanent under the sun. It's all temporary. And so I move from that, which is something, finding something that is productive, until I find something that is permanent in value. Something that carries over to the other world. Do you know anything that carries over to the? Are you working for anything that carries over to the other world? Amen. Now, many of us have already gotten a foretaste of it. Because when the Spirit is in, when they're singing and the power of the Lord is present, that's just a foretaste. But that's permanent. It's permanent in value. And under the sun, there's nothing permanent in value. And so what I have to do is I look for that which is permanent in value. And doing good is permanent in value. Because God is going to pay you for it. Amen. We're going to have to answer to God one day, and he's going to pay me for the things, amen, that I do that are right and holy. And I do, when I do his will, I'm looking for the will of God. And when I look for the will of God, then I found something permanent in value. And what that gives me is that gives me purpose. That gives me purpose. Have you ever felt like giving up? Have you ever felt like, and I'll finish this next week, have you ever felt like life is not worth living? Have you ever had something to make you sad and feel bad? Have you been down and just felt like giving up? Have you been like so many have been who just went ahead and did something stupid and took their life, although they shouldn't? Have you ever felt like that? Well, the fact of the matter is, when you recognize that as time goes on, if you find your purpose, then you'll find why you're really here. If you discover your purpose, you rather have that than have anything else. And nothing else can compete with it. And it will make you stay put. Your purpose, have you found it? You will do it for free. You will. It fulfills you more than anything else, more than in all the storms and through the vicissitudes of lives and the ups and downs of life. As long as you know your purpose, then there is fulfillment. There is satisfaction in what God placed you here to do. And you can't find your purpose under the sun. Your purpose is given from God. And so therefore, you got to get connected with God in order to find out your purpose. I've got to find out about God, and I've got to find the will of God. And so I will be fulfilled in his will. There is fulfillment in doing what God called you to do. I don't mean that everything that you do has to be spiritual. Your fulfillment may be being a construction worker. Your fulfillment may be being a policeman. Your fulfillment may be being an accountant. But when I find my purpose in life, when I find it, it is what God has put in my heart. And God gives me a reason to live, and I began to serve him, and I don't let time run out on me. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to waste my time, amen, doing all these things that don't matter. You say, well, dude, the man playing football, isn't that his purpose? If it's glorifying God. But I'm not going to be playing football and I'm not saved. I wish I had a witness. You see, you don't find your purpose apart from God. Satan can give you some things too. The devil can give the pusher a job that'll keep him rich, that will keep the devil's business going. The devil can keep you in a Cadillac. The devil can keep you with all kind of drugs. The devil can keep money in your pocket. How many of y'all know that the devil can put a woman on the streets and keep her pocket swole? The devil can do things. The devil can do something for the pusher, for the prostitute. The devil got things he can make you. He can make you wealthy. But that ain't the way God wants it done. God wants us to find him first. Did he say seek first the kingdom and all of his righteousness and all of these other things shall be added unto you? I've got to seek first the kingdom of God. Have you been doing it? Have you been seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Have you tried to be happy without God? Have you tried to say, well, I can do this and I don't really need God. I don't need the church. I don't need heaven. I can stay right under the sun and be happy. No way. No way. You'll be restless. You'll be restless. But when you find out what God wants you to do and you do it God's way, then you will be blessed. You will be blessed. And I'm not talking about by the devil. I'm talking about being blessed by God. But you don't want to run out of time. You don't want to run out of time. You'd rather run out of money than run out of time. Because you can get some more money. But don't run out of time. Because see, once you run out of time, you can't get it back. You can't get time back. You cannot get it back. Amen. There's nothing wrong with passing time. But there is a problem with wasting time. It's not bad that time passed. It's supposed to. You're supposed to be the age you're at now. You're supposed to be here now. God decided when you came. He's going to decide when you leave. You're supposed to be here now, and you'll be here until he's ready for you to leave. You're supposed to be here now. It's you assigned to this time. Nothing wrong with time passing. He gave you a certain amount of time that he wants you to have. Nothing can happen to change it. And the fact of the matter is that there's nothing wrong with passing time. But when you waste time, you can't get it back. And as I close, you can be in this world and you can be blessed. You think without God. But the fact of the matter is, you can't be happy without God. So it's a false happiness. See, Satan does not mind you being blessed. As long as you don't enjoy it. He does not mind you having your two-story house and your nice family and your nice car. And you can have all that stuff. But unless you're happy. You can get your money in the bank. You can get your three or four cars. You can get your suit. You can get your clothes. You can get bars of gold. You can get it all. And you can have it all. But unless you are serving God, you won't enjoy it. Joy, God gives you things and joy with it. And somebody said, this joy, come on, Lamar, that I have, You see, I don't want the stuff without the Savior. I just don't want it. Howard Hughes improved it. At the end of his life, so much money, he don't know what to do with it. And had a mysterious ending. Others have had success without God, and they still fail. Others had got married without God. People have done a lot of things without God. But until you have God, you just have it. But when you got joy with it, stuff can't make me happy. Things can't make me happy. If it attempts to try, it can't hold them. It can't go the long haul. See, what I'm talking about here is permanent value. And I got the church, and I got hooked up with that which was permanent. It's not like cotton candy, where it fulfills me for a moment and it disappears. No. God makes me happy, and he keeps me happy with my stuff. And as long as I get him first, if I get God and stuff, then I'm happy.